Hey, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. So, again, we're continuing to discuss Klei Cheres. Kisui Kadei Yain V'Kadei Shemen, the covers of wine bottles and oil bottles, the Kisui Chavios Niyaros, and the covers of Niyari barrels that just cover up the barrel Tahorin. They're all Tahor, they're not Mekabel Tuma, because they're only meant to cover things. They're not meant to hold anything, even though they may have physically a shaped with a base kibble. V'miskino l'tashmish, but if you want to use it as an actual container, tameim, then they do become tameim because they have a base kibble and they're being used as such. Kisoy halafas, the cover of a pot that they would make a chalent in. Bizman shuhu nako v'yesh lo chidud, if it has a hole in it or it has a very point, it comes to a point at the top, tahar, because the hole or the pointy handle make it something that you can't use. You can't just turn it upside down and fill it, because if it's pointy at the top, it will tip over. If it has a hole in it, it will all empty out. So it's not a valid base kibble. But if it doesn't have a hole in the cover, or it doesn't have and it doesn't have a pointy edge, a pointy top, then it can become tamim, because it's very likely that whoever's cooking will strain the vegetables right into it. So when she takes the vegetables from the pot, she'll put them in the cover to let the water drip off of the cover, and she'll strain the vegetables out. There's always that one kid in the family that says, I only want clear chicken soup, I want you to strain out everything. So that's what she uses to do that, and therefore it's a base kibble. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, that the reason it's mekabel tumah is because she puts the vegetables into it to mash them up. So bottom line is, she uses it as a base kibble. Mishnah Vav. So the gistra shenimtzes b'kivshan. If a gistra is found in a kivshan, so the gistra, I think, is a broken piece of a kli, meaning the halacha is that when a kli cheres breaks, it's no longer tameh, unless the broken piece can still be functional to a certain degree, then it does become tameh. So gistra shenimtzes b'kivshan. If you find this broken piece of cheres in a kiln, al shelo nigmar melachta tahura, before its melacha was completed, meaning before the cheres had hardened, so it's tahur. It's not able to be mekabel tumah mishnigmar melachta tameh. But if it's already hardened, then it's going to become tameh. Titros, Rabbi Elazar Tzadik. Mitaher. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik says it's tahar, because what is a titros? It's apparently a kli that they would use for watering plants. So it had a bunch of little holes and a small, at the bottom where the water would drain through in a spritzy kind of way over the plants, and it had a hole in the top to fill it up. So you would cover the opening, you'd fill it up, you'd cover the opening, and so the water wouldn't come out, and then you'd go and let go and let the water flow through those tiny little holes. So the titros of Lazar Tzadik is metaher, because it has holes, so it's not something that could really hold water unless you're doing something to block the opening. Rabbi Yossi Mitami, Neshu Kamotzi Prutos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is tummy because it could hold water as long as you keep the opening covered. And since people do that all the time, so therefore it's considered to be tahar. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said that coverings of wine and oil vessels are tahora unless you plan on using them to hold something, and that a pot cover, if it's pointy at the top, or it has a hole in the top, is not mekabel tumah. But if neither of those things are true, so since it could hold something, it is mekabel tumah. And the two opinions about what exactly it could hold or what exactly it's used to hold. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that a broken piece of pottery, if it's already had a gemar melachta, then it is tameya, otherwise it is not. And when it comes to a plant watering utensil, it's a machlokas whether it's mekabel tumah or not, because it can't really hold water on its own unless you're doing something to hold the water in. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin.